This summer, WYSO is bringing you stories of Ohioans living with disabilities. Today, in our series Just Ask, Talking About Disability, Community Voices producer Anna Lurie brings us a conversation between Latif Brown and Todd Korthel. Both men suffered a traumatic brain injury in their 20s, and both are still grappling with recovery decades later.
My name is Latif Brown. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm going to be 40 years old this year on September the 2nd. I suffer from short-term memory loss, and it's the cause of I got into a car accident May 31st, 1997.
I'm Todd Korthel, and I'm from all over, and I'm 54 years old now. And my accident happened when I was 22. I was not hurt so bad mentally, just physically. I have walk funny, I have a limp, I have poor speech, I have so many things I could tell you that just aren't right.
They told me that I was going to be in a coma for the rest of my life, and if I came out of my coma, I was going to be wheelchair bound, not able to walk, talk, read or write or anything again.
Oh, have you been able to remember better lately?
Well, it was kind of difficult at first because I had to learn how to walk, talk, read, write. It was like I was a newborn child all over again. I had to learn how to tie my shoes, put on my clothes, everything. When I got into my accident, I went through a bout of depression. I'm saying, wow, why did this happen to me? And I wasn't feeling good. And did you suffer from that?
I suffered from it for a little while. First, maybe 10 years. And then I got over it.
Okay.
And I've been in a happy mood ever since.
Okay. I was a very athletic and energetic person before I got into an accident. I played basketball every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And I look at basketball games now and I'll be like, man, whoa, I remember when I used to be able to do that.
That was kind of like me in golf. I would chase a little ball around in the snow.
Really?
Yeah. That ended. I can't swing club anymore.
Yeah.
I tried to, and I could hit the ball, but it just dribbled off the tee.
It wasn't the same, was it?
No.
I keep saying to myself, okay, I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to start playing basketball again. Hey, what are your hopes and dreams and accomplishments for the future?
I hope I get rid of this limp I've got. I've been working on my physical exercise all the time at the gym. I usually go about every day. It's slowly working. But other than getting back in physical shape, I might get a job.
All right.
Well, I would like to find a woman and be happy.
That don't sound too bad.
Yeah. What are your plans for the future other than basketball? Do you have any?
I look at where I was and how far I've come, and I want to be an inspiration to other people with disabilities.
You are a great inspiration.
Thank you for telling me that.
Latif Brown continues to advocate for people with disabilities, and he's planning to join a basketball league this summer. Todd Korthel participates in a disability support group, and he's still going to the gym every day. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm April Leslie.